Welcome to the Energy First Responders Call on the 29th of July, 2020. We ask that in all of these requests and activities of light that we want the most beneficial outcome. People often say what's best for the highest good for all concerned. From that source of infinite wisdom, the source that is assisting with the transformation on Mother Earth into new ways of being, we are asking to allow our energies, this platform, this structure that we have created to work through to create what's best for our group, to facilitate, to send out to the universe, to the plants, animals, minerals, kingdoms, to all of the elements, elementals, Elohim, who would help us today create from Source, from Mother Earth, all the good intentions, pure intentions, for this time of great change. We allow ourselves to drop into our hearts, to go into gratitude. Take a few breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth to become centered in the body. Very gently and slowly, without pressure. Allowing ourselves to just clear through our own bodies, bring our own light into ourselves as we start out. Allowing the parasympathetic nervous system to assist us in calming, relaxing, moving into a grounded centered space, as we imagine breathing in with our energy going all the way down to the center of the earth with the in-breath, and then breathing out, pressing our feet down on the earth, imagining that, and then feeling the earth pressing back up to us as we meet each other. Take a few breaths like that, again on the in-breath, breathing into the center of the earth, breathing out with the out-breath with the feet pressing down, and feeling the earth energy press right back up against our feet with us. Then allow the breath to come in and out with the heart as we join together our group, all those here in the moment and all those listening to this recording, and all of those in the group who may not be attending today. And as we allow our gratitude to come forward, we begin to focus on what we're grateful for in many, many ways, particularly for the earth, for all that we are given. For all that fills our lives in wonderful ways. And for the things that help us to become more of who we are. And we now ask to bring forward the future self. This is our self in the future. Just as we can access past selves, we can access the future self and bring it in to be with us, to guide us as we move through to the future. First, in our individual lives, allow the love, the wisdom, the graciousness, the ease from that future self I experience it as coming from in front of me, into me, whereas I experience the past being behind me, letting go. So we can let go of anything from the past we need to at this moment. Shifting, balancing, harmonizing, attuning. Some people see it from the left moving to the right. Whatever works for you. And there is a part of us in what is called the golden inner child. That is directly connected to the future self. Allow that connection to come forward as we activate the golden inner child. I'm always reminded of the Dalai Lama. When I think of a golden inner child, the playfulness, the joy, and the wisdom, the peace, the understanding, the deep compassion. Positive of that childlike state. So take a moment to just go inside and experience whatever is for you with this future self and your golden inner child. I'm going to pause briefly for you to do this. Actually, I'm going to bring in some sounds and then we'll pause. and allow ourselves to come back to following the voice, the guidance, all the great beings of light, love, wisdom, and empowerment. Bring your full self present as we ask as a group to join with some of the energies of some of the spiritual mountain chains that some of us have visited on the planet. We ask for all of the wonderfulness of Mount Shasta. The great spiritual process is there, with great help. We also ask the same with the Superstition Mountains east of Phoenix, Arizona. Mount Shasta is in Northern California. I'm also feeling the mountains where I am here in Tucson. We have a number of mountain ranges I'm calling on, but specifically the Catalina Mountains near my house. They're coming right at me, so we're bringing them in as well. And whatever other ones anyone would like to bring into this, the element of the mountain is very powerful and very strong. That immovable object. Again, just notice your breathing and go into a deep, deep relaxation. Just allow yourself to go deep, be with yourself, as we ask this mountain energy and our group to assist the columns of light that have been built in Portland, Oregon, to assist with the situation there right now. Again, we allow any future self energies to come to assist the movement and allow these columns of light to be beacons to create wonderful things for that city. And symbolically for other places of conflict, unrest, of the new growth coming forward. I'm seeing literally the city right where the columns are. And they're spread out, so it's not just one spot. But I'm seeing a shoot. It's a green shoot of a big plant. It's a huge shoot of a green plant. That's the shoot for the new that's coming to Portland, Oregon. Allow yourself to feel that, to feel the wonderment of the growth of a new plant. And we ask that this concept come to everything that we're dealing with now and in the future as we're moving forward into the new renaissance of energies, the new ways of being, the new systems particularly that are coming to the planet. And we're asking that the new medical system, our health system, have its own little sprout as this COVID coronavirus situation is leading into that change, into bringing forward the new. And with that, we ask if it's for the most beneficial outcome that we bring through the consciousness around the immune system and its role in boosting it. So that it takes care of any of what comes in now and in the future. And also natural medicine from the herbs, the plants, you know, supplements, juices, all kinds of natural world methods of healing. We allow that consciousness to begin to come in from the future, bringing it into the new medical system. In whatever way it makes sense. And we also allow the nurturing from the mountains, as was indicated by someone who had a caretaker who had lived in Mount Shasta, and she visited Mount Shasta with a nurturing, loving caretaker. We allow all that energy to come into everything we're doing today and in the future. We want that image of this new sprout of a green plant that's arising in Portland, Oregon. And probably Seattle, Washington. But we're going to ask for them, for the new governmental system, which is part of what's being born in Portland and other places all over the world. But particularly we're looking in this country. We're asking, therefore, for the choices that are being made today. For the candidates running for the presidential election, including now the naming of a vice presidential candidate that is best for the highest good as possible. We ask that the light lead the way in that process, even if it changes course radically. And all the rest for the United States government to come back to its original founding principles, as well as all of the new future principles and ways of being that are coming into this government. We're going to ask for one last system, which is the monetary system, which is also being dealt with greatly right now as it's shifting. I'm just using that name, but it encompasses all ways of coming together, exchanging goods, services, assistance, again with the future coming in. The plants see seeds to help them to grow. I'm going to now bring in to help with the systems, to help with the future coming in to all of these situations for ease, grace, comfort, and joy, for empowerment of all that is worthy, good, moving in the best direction, guided by Source, guided by Mother Earth. And with that guidance, I'll bring in the sounds and we'll go into the silence briefly. You are blessed, your group is blessed. All of the movements are blessed that are leading towards a new millennium with new purpose. Releasing the karma of plagues on the planet. And all that is out of balance. Go silent just for one moment. We give great thanks again and go into our gratitude that we started with. For all that we have. For all that is emerging. And for who we are at our deepest levels. And if there's anything else that we didn't ask for, that Spirit would have us ask for, we ask for that now as a group. Whatever's best and most beneficial. I'm going to ask that you take one or two final breaths, come back out of this deep place that you're in. Allow yourself, when you're ready, to stretch a little bit your body, then a little more. when you're ready, very slowly and gently opening your eyes. Stretching legs, arms, torso, head, neck. Allowing the breath to help you feel your body. We ask for integration of everything that happened today with ease and grace. And I will close with three phrases. So be it, so it is done.